For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to talk to Ted in Texas about attic insulation. How can we help you?
Well, I had a question. I was going to put some insulation in my attic, and I had heard about a spray-type material that you could have a contractor do, and they could, you know, it would, I guess, stick to the rafters and all that. And I was just wanting to know if that stuff's, you know, you hear a lot of hype about it, but I don't want to pay for something that's really not going to do what I want it to do. I live in Texas, and it's, you know, it gets really hot, so I'm wanting to know what the best way to you know, insulate my house, especially when we're, you know, talking 105 degree days.
Well, when you have an existing home and you have already have attic insulation in there, for you to use a spray insulation would require you to remove all of that. And I think that you're probably going to be better off and just as cost effective to add additional insulation to the existing insulation that you have rather than completely remove and replace. When it's brand new, the spray foam insulations work very, very good because they seal at the same time. But for an existing home, for a retrofit situation, I think that my recommendation, Ted, would be for you to add additional insulation. And you want to have probably a good 12 to 15 inches in the attic when you're done of a built-up insulation.
Okay. What's the primary reason for having to remove the other insulation?
Because this insulation is designed to stick to the drywall surface and in between the rafters and then expand, and it can't be mixed with fiberglass insulation. You say spray foam, you don't mean blown-in, do you?
Well, because
blown-in insulation, which is fiberglass generally, can go on top of the existing insulation. The negative thing about blown-in insulation is that it makes the attic absolutely impassable when you're done, and you need a lot more thickness of it because it has more air inside of it than you would if you used fiberglass bats.
Well, I saw another home that was being built, and it seemed like the insulation, when they sprayed it on the up underneath the decking, it only looked like it expanded out about a half of an inch. And so I thought, well, maybe that would be something that, you know, and I can't remember what they called the product, but I did see it on TV. And
well,
I was just
one of the most popular ones is a product called Isonine, which is a very, very good product. But again, it's something that I would look at if I was doing new construction. I probably wouldn't use it for retrofit.
Okay.
How much insulation do you have right now, Ted?
In some areas, it's probably maybe 8 to 10 inches.
Yeah, I would add another 6 inches of unfaced fiberglass bats on top of that.
Okay.
It'll be very cost effective, easy to do, and it'll give you a good return on investment.
Well, I've got really high ceilings, and of course my air conditioner is up in the ceiling, and my house is only like 7 years old, and I have like 14-foot ceilings in some parts. So I was just wanting to get the most bang for my buck, because here in Texas,
make sure you have enough attic insulation and make sure you have plenty of attic ventilation, and that will be a great investment for you.
Okay, great. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ted. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks. You're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.